Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program of News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have an exceptional guest. We have the head poobah, general manager of the Omni Bedford Springs and Resort right here at the Bedford County Speaks Studios here at the beautiful Omni Bedford Springs. So this is great. Thank you very much, Amanda, for joining us.
Good morning, Lloyd. It's very good to see you.
So it's good to see you. The first thing I want to do is I want to learn a little bit about Amanda. Not only want to know what brought you here, but what were you doing the previous 20 years of your life, you know, because I know you're only about 25 or 30, so that's why I want to go back any further
exactly.
than that.
Well, I started in hotels when I was two, I guess. Yeah, right. No, just kidding. So actually, I did the calculation the other day, and I've been working in hotels for over 25 years in hospitality. And I've always known I wanted to go into hotels. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, and remember going on road trips into Canada and down to California with my family. And the highlight of the trip for me was always the hotel. I tell this story sometimes during our orientation, but even when I was little in school, I would build hotels with Legos. I am truly a nerd about hotels.
You are a driven person. You know, I thought it was nuts that I had little radios, but you were.
Yes, well, I feel like when you have a passion, right, you know pretty early on that that's what you want to do. So I have worked for Omni for 14 years, but before Omni, I've worked, my very first hotel was in Las Vegas, the Mirage Hotel, which has now been taken over by the Hard Rock. 3,000 rooms. So my very first hotel was 3,000 rooms. Kind of crazy to think about. My first department head job they gave me at 24 years old, managing a 3,000 room hotel, 100 people at the front desk. It's kind of wild to think about.
100 people at the front desk? I guess you need that just when people come in all at once. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Boy. So that was a great start into the hotel industry. And then I worked for Disney. That's actually where I met my husband. We worked at Disney World together. He drove me home from housekeeping training.
How nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty great love story. And then I worked for Gaylord Hotels, but really quickly found Tommy, and I don't have any plans on leaving. I love the brand. I love our culture, and I really love this property. It's a special place.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the company, too, because it is special. Everybody knows that this is an historic old property, been here since the 18th century. I want to hear a little bit more about Omni. I know they have these fabulous places all over the country. I've only stayed in two of them. I've stayed here, and I've stayed at the one in Pittsburgh. And the one in Pittsburgh was interesting to me because I learned while I was there, you probably didn't know this, it once housed KDKA radio.
I didn't know that.
Back in the 20s and 30s. KDK, of course, was the first commercial radio station in the United States of America. And that hotel, the William Penn, which is now owned by Omni, was the host of that station. So that's why I thought that was interesting to me. So tell me about some of the other properties. What else do they have?
I would love to.
I know they have more than two.
Yes, they do. We have about 50. And what's really unique, and actually this year being the America 250, Omni has taken the tagline America's Hotel Company. And it's truly because most of our hotels are domestic here in the U.S. We have two hotels in Canada, and we're building one in Mexico. But otherwise, virtually all of our hotels are here in the U.S., and we're a U.S. Owned company. Our headquarters are in Dallas, Texas. So we're really proud to be a true family company and truly any. But to tell you about our properties, and I'm uniquely qualified to do this because part of my job when I worked at the corporate office was to travel to all of our hotels. I'm down to only three Omnis left to visit, and then I've visited all of them. But my, you know, we have everything from a beach resort in Amelia Island and Hilton Head to some of the best golf courses. Of course, our Bedford Springs old course is the best, but we have dozens of other golf courses, including the PGA headquarters. We partnered with PGA in Frisco, Texas, and we have the official hotel of the PGA. We also have, you know, great city properties. I love our New York property, the Omni Berkshire. It's an incredible property that's just steps away from Fifth Avenue, within walking distance of Central Park and Times Square. San Francisco, you're right in the middle of the financial district, and the cable cars come right in front of the hotel. We also have some really great partnerships with sports teams. So we do have the official hotel of the Dallas Cowboys. As you know, the William Penn is the official hotel of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I love our baseball properties. So we have one in Atlanta that's literally connected to the Braves Stadium, Truist Park. And then we're connected to Petco Park in San Diego with our stadium there for the Padres, which is really cool. There's a private walkway you can take from the hotel into the stadium.
Is there a hotel pass I could buy to go to all the hotels?
That's a good idea. We should look into that.
They have rail passes in Europe, so I thought, why not get an Omni pass?
Well, we do have our loyalty program, and the more you stay, you get free nights.
Yeah, but I would say you get the pass and then just go, right?
Yeah,
walk
we
need
in to get,
and, oh, yes, Mr. Roach, I see your pass here. Yeah.
Exactly. Get like a passport, too.
Right.
You can check all the Omnis off. I love that idea. That would be great.
Maybe we could do that. Our guest is Amanda Burrows, who is running the Omni Bedford Springs, and we're here to talk to her about her hotels, but that's a great story. I just think resorts are fascinating. They really are, and you've done such a good job.
Thank you.
This company is different too. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about thousands of hotel management, are we? We're not talking about big corporate boards. We're talking about a couple of guys, right?
Definitely. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit more about that, because that is absolutely what makes Omni unique. I mean, when I get a new hotel student, right, that's just coming off, you know, out of hotel school, and they want to learn about the industry, I tell them that most hotels, whether it's here in the U.S. or even internationally, they have what I call the three-headed monster. They have somebody who owns the physical hotel, the owner. Mm-hmm. They have the brand, which we're familiar with, like a Marriott or a Hilton or a Hyatt. And then they actually have a management company. And there's different companies that come in and manage that hotel. And each of those three entities have completely different goals. For example, you know, down the street, you have ABC Hotel Brand. Mm-hmm. That is the brand, and they care about their reputation. That's their goal. Then you have the owner, who cares about the actual physical asset and the real estate. And then you have the management company, that all they care about is their numbers, so that they look good and they keep getting the contract to get the management agreement. Omni doesn't have that. We're very, very unique in the hotel industry in the fact that it's all one. So we have, for most of our hotels, one owner. We have the management and the brand all wrapped up into one. So what's nice about us is we really can just focus on one goal and the vision of TRT Holdings, which is run by the Rolling family. So Mr. Bob Rolling, who started the company and bought Omni 30 years ago now, mm-hmm. And his son Blake Rolling, who's now taken over the company.
So in a way, use a management term, this is really vertical. You have everything under one roof.
Yes.
So if you need something done to the roof, you go to the same company as the company you get if you're a new food manager or something.
Yes.
Is that right?
And what makes Omni really special is because we have that model where the owner, the brand, the management is one, we have a long-term vision, right? Our owners are doing things for our hotel, for the other Omni hotels, to make sure that the assets are kept in great shape for the long term, and that the brand is also maintaining our really strong reputation.
Well, this is good. Now I know what to do with my Omni pass when I get it. So
exactly. We're going to work on that hotel pass for you, Lloyd.
You buy one for like $25,000 and you get to visit all the hotels, right?
I love that idea.
You have one in Hawaii or something? You have one in Hawaii?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
Okay. Yeah, I would love that, because then I could use my associate discount there.
I'll use my pass.
Nothing in the Caribbean as of now, and nothing in Hawaii. Everything's really domestic, but I'm very excited about our new hotel in Mexico. We're going to be on the west coast of Mexico, really close to Puerto Vallarta. It's called Pontoque, and that should open next year. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, I'll get my pass and go there.
Exactly.
Amanda Burrows is our guest here at Bedford County Speaks, and don't forget, Bedford County Speaks today is brought to you by the BCDA, the Bedford County Development Association. Jennifer Marsh and her crew do an incredible job bringing new business and new opportunities to Bedford County. So if you'd like to learn more about them, you can visit their website. It's really hard. Write this down, bcda.org. It's really simple. Okay, Amanda, I kind of got ahead of you a little bit here, but I want to ask you about the mission, but you've actually told me the mission, pretty much what the hotel does. So let me go back to what you do locally. I am very surprised and pleased that a company this large would take so much interest in Bedford County with this facility, because you really don't have to. You could come in and operate this like you would in Hawaii, you know, where are we? But you always know where you are, because you do a lot of stuff for Bedford County here, and Bedford County, I think, does some stuff for you. And it's a wonderful relationship. And tell me a little bit more how you're doing that and how's that working for you? Is it beneficial to have these relationships here?
Yeah, Lloyd, I love how you put that. The fact that it's not just us serving our county, which we do, Omni believes we have a responsibility to do. It's part of our culture. We call it Heart for All, to be able to take care of the county that we operate in. But just as you said, it's not about, you know, us taking care of the county. It's also about the fact that our local guests and our local associates, they're coming from our community. So we are in turn being taken care of by the relationship that we've built. And it's something that we always have to work on. We always have to improve on. But I know I'm not naive to the fact that in the past we haven't, as Omni Bedford Springs, maybe haven't done the best job of being a great member of our community. And that's something that we have to focus on, because for us to be successful, we have to be able to support our community. I'll give you a few examples of how we can support our community and how that's mutually beneficial. You know, obviously working with BCDA, the Chamber, DBI, and the Visitors Bureau, that's going to help us bring in different visitors, but also help us bring in more businesses. So you think about BCDA bringing in new businesses to check out the area to see if they want to, you know, build a warehouse here or start a new manufacturing company. Those guests are staying with us. And when they have trainers or customers, potential clients coming in, they're staying here with us. So we're literally getting business from the other businesses in the county. But if we're out there in the community and we're helping with the tech center with training, or we're doing tours for the local elementary schools, or we're helping the chamber with some of their great initiatives like Step to Success and Youth Leadership Bedford County, that's planting the seed that there's jobs and opportunities here for our local community members to come and work at the resort.
I know you have facilities here, and I've been in one of them to conduct a management training program. And that's a wonderful thing to have if you're in business, to have a facility nearby where you can go in and have a nice place, where you can have a nice meeting, sales or otherwise, and get coffee and donuts and all these wonderful pastries you have here, and have that, and then be able to go right back instead of driving 35 miles to another facility. So you offer that kind of thing for these new businesses, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to host a client lunch, right, you can go to our restaurants. We have meeting space. We've also been able to help support a number of the initiatives that BCDA has done. Right. Obviously, Jen and the team, Jason now being a new member of the team, they're really focused on outdoor recreation. The state, DCNR, ended up hosting different meetings all around the state about our outdoor recreation. We were able to be the home for the meeting that we hosted in Bedford County. We had the largest attendance. We beat Pittsburgh for attendance, because facility that can host up to 200 people in one meeting. And we're really happy to do that whenever it supports local.
I'll tell you another place where I see a great value here is that when I was in business, when I wanted to get an employee that I really, really, really wanted, and I often had to bring them in from out of town or her, and I'd bring them in and I'd try to take them to the best place I could find to show them that I was just as big a time as the place I was taking them to. Of course I wasn't, but I wanted to, you know, let them know that they were dealing with the big boys. So when you're trying to recruit somebody, it's supposed to be the first place I take them.
Definitely.
You know, take them over here, take them out on the lawn, you know, have the guy come over and give them cocktails and leisurely speak about the great opportunity of my company and so forth. And
yes. You can take them out for a great steak dinner at 1796, right? And then maybe the next day you're out on the old course, number one golf course in Pennsylvania, taking your clients out on that.
And this is my personal segue here that I have at this hotel here.
Yes, I love it. Well, yeah, you definitely need to come and bring your clients here, for sure.
Our guest is Amanda Burrows, the general manager of the Omni Bedford Springs. And when we come back, we are going to learn about something that's very nifty, all the 250 events that are coming up right here at Bedford Springs when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Kelly Goodman Schaefer of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce. And you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We are back at the Omni Bedford Springs on a beautiful sunshiny day. It's always sunshiny here. Chris, I don't think it ever rains at Omni Bedford Springs, I believe. You were alluding earlier to the historic hotels you have. How many have you got?
Absolutely. So we have over 10 historic hotels within the Omni portfolio, and we all belong to the Historic Hotel Association. We actually send our associates there once a year when they have their annual conference, and we have the largest private collection of historic hotels within Omni, and our owner is very proud to own historic hotels. Of course, Omni Bedford Springs, we're celebrating 230 years of our founding this year, which is pretty incredible. And then the Omni Homestead is actually celebrating 266 years this year. You mentioned William Penn earlier. They recently celebrated their 100-year anniversary. Omni Mount Washington up in New Hampshire. We have a number of historic hotels. Omni Homestead boasts that they were America's resort before America because they were founded in 1766, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I'm partial to Bedford Springs, very proud of this resort, and I think we do it up. We do an even better job than the Homestead does, but we both are, you know, obviously historic hotels. We both have incredible activities, right? We have UTVs and archery and axe throwing. They also have archery, hiking, equestrian, falconry. You can go and hang out and play with falcons, which is pretty cool.
I can't do that at Holiday Inn. Boy, tell
you. Exactly. And actually, we really leverage the fact that the two of us are so similar, and we do share a lot of the same types of guests, and literally the same loyal guests visit both of our hotels. But we actually made a Route 220 package that offers a $220 credit when you stay two nights.
Oh,
and
cool.
Both of our hotels offer that. We really leverage the fact that we are so similar.
Is it easy to get there from Washington? Is that one of the reasons
it's It is, but there? It's easier to get here.
I was thinking it would be, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
You got a big road coming here,
as you said, you know, there's a lot of windy roads to get to the Homestead, and of course, it's worth the drive.
Right.
But it's about 3.5 hours from us, and also 3.5 hours from D.C., sometimes closer to four, whereas we're 2.5 hours from D.C.
Right.
So if guests are thinking about going to Homestead or us, they should just come to Bedford Springs. That's better.
There's one thing I've never been able to figure out. As I head down Route 70, you see this great big sign, Washington, D.C., 124 miles. And then there's another sign that says Baltimore, Maryland, 124 miles.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, how can this be? Because I'm from the East Coast, and I think of the two towns linear, but actually you're approaching them from the side, so it's about the same distance.
Yeah,
anyway, I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just thought about
that. Well, I do think it's a good reminder of how fortunate we are in Bedford County of our location. We actually, we have a map that we use to help market to our guests that shows how centrally located we are, right? We're right in the middle of the state.
Right.
We're only an hour and a half from Pittsburgh, two and a half hours from D.C., and 3 hours from Philly. We're so lucky that we're right in this perfect location.
Well, I had a friend of mine once who was advising me on how to buy a radio station. He said, buy a radio station in a place that has an intersection of big roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's interesting, the way to put that. You've talked about what you do. You've bought hotels in the intersections of big roads. Well, maybe except for the Homestead.
Yes. that one and Mount Washington.
Yeah, big roads in Mexico.
Yeah, we do. Actually, I mean, we're in a great location in Mexico, too. I will say, I feel like our development team does such a good job at Omni of picking the best locations.
Right. Our guest is Amanda Burroughs from the Omni Bedford Springs, and we want to talk a little bit about this 250 event you're going to be doing. Dan says you're going to have all sorts of things going on, but I'm going to let you tell me what they are.
Definitely. So we're really excited to celebrate America 250. I think the state of Pennsylvania, you know, our Commonwealth has done an incredible job of getting ready for this celebration. And it's a huge milestone, right, for our country. So we wanted to celebrate all year long. So every single month we have something different that we're offering. We just had our flower beds bloom with beautiful tulips that were in the shape of an American flag. All year long, you'll see our grounds will have red, white, and blue flowers. We have brand new bunting and flags that are going up, of course, all made in America. A couple more surprises up our sleeve that you'll have to come and check out. But some of the actual events that we have an author series that already kicked off in February with Chris Shaley, who wrote Summer of Meteors. We also have an author coming over Juneteenth as well. And then looking forward to Memorial Day weekend, we're having an In Plein Air event where we're partnering with SAMA, and we're having different local artists that are going to be out in the community, out on the grounds, painting, and guests and locals will be able to buy those paintings. And the last time we did this event, last Labor Day, all of the art sold out within 30 minutes.
Is this a plein air kind of?
It is. And one of the other things we're doing is in June, we have a 250-mile challenge. So we're going to have everyone cumulatively walk, run, bike 250 miles. And anyone who participates will get a medallion. So obviously I could run a mile. Well, probably walk a mile. Somebody else.
Oh, so you don't run 250 miles.
No, you don't have to do it by yourself. I saw the look on your face. Like, don't worry. So yeah, 250 miles. We're going to do it together. So each of us will take a mile and we'll have it done before you know.
So where are you going?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe to the homestead, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And then, of course, I'm really excited about our pop-up bars. I feel like our team has become known for our fun seasonal pop-up bars. So opening July 2nd, we're going to have the Spirit of 76, kind of a little play on words. And we're going to have a colonial themed pop-up bar. So think back to like a 1776 pub, sure. Cocktails inspired by all the different great things that we get to be proud of to be Americans.
What about the nice old original buildings you have over here, former mill, I guess it was?
Yep.
Do you use that still for things?
We do. Yeah, the mill itself is used for events. Mm-hmm. So we have weddings out there, corporate events. Our guests really like to use that because it's really a different space.
Yeah, really
so
is.
When you're here for a couple of days for a conference, that gives you a completely different feeling whenever you go down there. So we use the mill all in the warmer months, so really spring to early fall. And then we also have the Miller House that's really not being utilized now, but we have definitely some visions of being able to reactivate that space.
Because that
as well.
Would be a nice tie-in for the 250, even though they may not be that old, they're old enough. And it's you know, it's a very interesting architecture around here.
And the fact that the Miller House itself, that's the oldest structure on the... So the Miller House is really special. It's the oldest structure on the property. So dated to the year 1800. Mm-hmm. And so that's really special to be able to have a piece of history that's still standing.
That's a nice piece about this place because, again, it's the kind of thing you can't get at a chain hotel. I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about Bedford. How can the local residents best use this facility?
I'm really glad you asked that because that's so important. We want to make sure the message gets out that our local guests are welcome here. We want them to come if they're celebrating a special occasion. We want them to think about us. We want them to have their anniversary and birthday dinners in the Crystal Room or, celebrating when family comes into town, take them to Tilly's. If you want to go and enjoy a round of golf on the old course, we would love them to come. And I know that sometimes we hear about price point, and we do offer specials throughout the year. So the best way to hear about them is following us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. But we just finished up a local special for the spa, and that discount was only available to Bedford County and our neighboring counties. We also do designer days on the old course where we have special rates throughout the year, and we have the same amount of designer days this year to make sure that our locals can take advantage of those special rates.
Are there times of the year when they can use you the most efficiently? Hotels like every have seasons, so what's a good season for a local person to use this
place? Wintertime is definitely the best. If you're looking for a really good deal, wintertime is going to be the time that you want to come. But there's always little pockets of time that you're going to find a really good deal and our best prices. Most of the time, that's after a holiday, right? So if we just had Memorial Day weekend, usually that Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day weekend, you're going to usually find a good price.
And related to this, mm-hmm. I want to tell you that at least I am thrilled with Discover Bedford County. I think it has just been phenomenal what Brooke has done and her staff over there. She has really woken this place up. I've been talking about this for years about, like it or not, Bedford County, this is the center point of tourism for this county. I can say I don't work here, but I mean, it is. And you just have to come to grips with that. If this place wasn't here, Bedford would be a completely different place. And there's no question about the fact that the contribution the hotel makes and the resort makes to this town. But as you said, the town jumps in by providing some very nice shops for people to use when they stay here. But by the same token, you've really got this going now. This promotion machine is just woken up in the last 4 or 5 months. And I just can't get over how good it is.
Yeah. Discover Bedford County, Brooke and her team do an amazing job. And just like you said, we have really seen the potential that Bedford County has for tourism. And I think, Lloyd, you know, obviously for me as a hotelier, I'm excited because it truly is bringing in more guests. But even as a local, there are different experiences, restaurants, hotels, activities, recreation, that some of them I didn't even realize we had. And so I think it's important for us to remember as local residents that Discover Bedford County is helping bring more tourists to Bedford County, but it's also helping remind our locals about all the different things that we have to offer and to be proud of everything that Bed.
Well, I tell you one thing you don't know you have. A couple of months ago, Brooke told me I should go see the Hawk Man. I said, "What Hawk Man?" She said, "Yeah, there's a guy who stands up on a hill and they count hawks." And so I went and saw Hawk Man. His name is Wargo. That's what he does. He comes to Pittsburgh with a bunch of hawk people and they count hawks. Well, maybe that sounds too exciting to you, but it is. You go up there and they're literally with a chart as they fly in. They can tell you what kind of hawk they are, which way they're going. And I thought, you can't get that anywhere else. This is very, very cool. So that's what I meant. This is all this good stuff that is happening to the county as a direct result of this promotion. And just to engage in a little bit of shameless promotion, Brooke is the sponsor of our News at Noon on the radio station now. So, and on that program, we also do the local news, but we also talk about how the locals can use this place as a tourist. You don't have to be 200 miles away to use it. You can be 2 miles away and still be a tourist here, which I find is more fun because sometimes the people that live there don't know anything about your town. Mm-hmm. When you go to other towns, you learn about stuff in their communities. I'm from Philadelphia. We did a survey years ago at our radio station there. We found that 10% or less of the people ever saw the Liberty Bell. In Philadelphia.
That's wild.
People in New York barely see the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. But they go travel miles, miles, and miles and miles to go see those things if they live somewhere else. So we have things right here in Bedford County, like this hotel, that they may not have frequented very much.
Great.
So what have we missed? Did I miss anything here?
One of the other great things that our locals can take advantage of, and especially, you know, if they're concerned about cost and they're looking for something more cost effective, are trails. We're really, really fortunate.
Course, right.
We have almost 25 miles of trails here on property, biking and hiking trails. We're very fortunate that we have local people that are passionate about mountain biking. They help us maintain our trails, and our incredible grounds team will maintain the trails as well. But I talk to so many locals that say, I come and I run on property during my lunch break and it just gives me this peace, right? Or guests that want to go to Red Oak Lake and enjoy the fact that we stock the lake with trout and it's catch and release. We want those to be amenities that our locals take advantage of. And we want this to be a place that they feel like they can come and enjoy as well.
Well, Amanda Burrows, you've been wonderful. I can't thank you enough for being on the program. You're just a super guest. And by the way, you're a very good interview. Sometimes I talk to people and I have to drag things out of them like the bulldozer, but this has been very good.
Lloyd, you know, I always love talking to you.
You're a delight. You really are.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Amanda Burrows, who's the manager of the Omni Bedford Springs, for joining us this morning. As this morning, as always, is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a super duper week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.